Yeah, Catherine, I think that, you know, there's a lot of parents, anxious parents out there, and a lot of parents have been on to me, you know, that has children with disabilities and, you know, children with learning needs, that over this pandemic have sort of been left behind, for better words, to what's happening. And I think these people at the minute are they're stressed, they're under pressure, they have, you know, it's mentally straining. And I think that some type of things need to be done by the HSE to help these types of families and these people and these children, because they are a vulnerable sector, and they're a sector that feels left behind through this pandemic, where they haven't been able to get the services they need. Let that be, you know, services like schooling and even services like, you know, being able to get on a bus when you can't use their passes to get travel, to get free travel, where all travel has to be booked online and you can't use passes. So there's a lot of issues there for people with disabilities at the minute, and I think that the HSE sort of need to make sure that they step up to the mark here and give everyone an equal right and an equal opportunity here to be part of this and to help them out in this whatever way they can.
What kind of services can be restored in the current climate that would help them somewhat?
Well, I think that there's plenty of provisions in place now, you know, like screens, like, you know, being able to take these children and being able to take them even in one-on-ones, with, you know, the right PPE, with the right services in place, and the proper, you know, health and safety guidelines that are there by the HSE. There has to be some way that people can avail of that, or there has to be some way that the HSE can work that, because, you know, like, it works in hospitals and it works in other, you know, medical centres, and I'm sure that if the will was there, the way would be there to do it. And I think that, you know, this is not something that's going to be over in a week or two. This has gone on for quite a considerable amount of time. We're probably looking at this now well into next year, and I think that could end up being a year that some of these children, some of these people with disabilities, have been not able to access the norm that they would call their life, and I think that's too long. It's too long for them, and it's too long for their families, and I think something needs to be looked at and something needs to be done in the immediate future to make sure that they are and will be part of the normal life that we all have to be part of now, whatever we want to call normal.